The Independent and Examiner both carry front page pictures this morning of Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin shaking hands in advance of last night's television debate on Virgin Media. The picture on the front of the Irish Daily Mail, meanwhile, is a close-up of Mr. Varadkar answering a question during that debate about whether he had ever used drugs, referencing an interview he did with Hot Press in which he previously admitted that he had smoked cannabis in college. Mr. Varadkar answered with the line that it was a long time ago. The focus of the lead story in The Independent again today is on politicians' pensions. Senior TDs can start claiming gold-plated pensions in their 50s, is the headline there. The record number of women running in the election generates the lead story in The Examiner, which reports that with 531 female candidates running, for the first time ever, there will be a female candidate in every constituency in the country. A pledge made this week by Leo Varadkar to protect farmers' incomes by topping up any shortfall in the CAP budget with national funding provides the lead in the Irish Farmers Journal. And for its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Times runs with the line that parties scrambled to promise changes to pension rules last night as fears grow of an auction election. The paper also runs with an editorial on the pensions controversy under the headline, No Place for Auction Politics. And that sentiment is also echoed in the lead editorial in The Independent. Our politicians must stop promising voters the earth, is the headline there. Elsewhere on the front pages this morning, the Irish Daily Star leads with details of yesterday's court case in the Central Criminal Court, in which Ciarán Greene is pleading not guilty to the murder of his partner's mother, Patricia O'Connor, in Rathfarnham in Dublin in May 2017. Evidence given at yesterday's inquest into the death of Mark Hennessy by the Garda who shot him dead at Cherrywood in Dublin in May 2018 generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. And the Herald leads today with the line that up to 40 people, including women and children, have gone into hiding as a result of the Drogheda feud. We must stand up together, that's the lead headline in today's Echo, which reports that neighbours of the young man who was doused with petrol and set alight in his home in Mayfield in Cork this week are organising a fundraiser for the victim and his family. Fears that the deadly coronavirus may spread outside China, where 10,000 people are currently infected, are covered in the lead story in the Irish Sun. And for its front page picture this morning, the Times runs with a shot of Ireland head coach Andy Farrell with his son and England captain Owen Farrell at the launch of this year's Six Nations Championship in London. Ireland captain Johnny Sexton also features in that picture, while an interview with former Ireland captain Rory Best, which he did with the Off the Ball radio programme on News Talk, in which he said that he regrets attending the Belfast rape trial, is flagged on the front of The Examiner, and it also receives coverage in a number of today's other papers. And finally, back in the front of The Times, Jack Power reports on a letter sent by Dublin City Council to the Department of Housing last November, promising that the council would drop claims that it was owed €12 million following the wind-up of the Dublin Docklands Authority in return for grant assistance for its proposed whitewater rafting facility.